Hello, we're live. I've just got my earphones in. Been for a shite, hen. Been for a shite. Emergency shite. Basically, what happened was I was sitting there all pleased with myself, right? Like, oh, I've prepped this show up. It's a bumper show. There's so much here. And it was one of them where I was like, I'll be all right. I'll have shite afterwards and then get out for do my exercise. It'll be sound. Nah. Wasn't happening. I just figured after about 20 minutes, I'm going to be coiling one off. So I've done it anyway. So apologies for being how long? 21 minutes late. That wasn't all shite time. I've noticed in the comments, I did actually have to make another brew. So you were quite right. Hang on a minute. I need to get my sound right because I'd actually moved this into the other little office through there and then realized the lighting wasn't going to do it unless I do some like stuff that would going to take a bit longer. So I've actually moved all the stuff back, well, some of it, and the weekend is the time for that, so bear with us as I get this mic stand tight. What an absolute shite. So hi, how you staying? Hope yous are doing canny. Got loads of stuff to talk about today. I see by the amount of comments that have come in the last 1 minute 21 seconds that you're probably wanting to talk about shite, so let's have a look at what is saying. False alarm, he's alive, Ted Glasgow. He'd also said he think the shite might have flushed me. Yes, it did. That was Andy Taylor. Snap it off, mate. I honestly, snapping the key off in the lock, Andy, is never a good look for anybody, I think, because it's going to pay you back in the end. Maybe he's pinned your gusset with Jesus's face, taking its lead from the Turin Shroud. Alice Wolf's in the house. Sorry, Alice. Honestly, right? I don't know if you're psychic or something, right? And I hope you're sticking around because there's a slide later on, which was 3 years today. And I was going to do like a whole like thank you to Alice Wolf bit. So stick around. I'm also going to give you a bell after this as well for reasons as to why, you know, and congratulations as well. All it was yesterday, my head was fully up my arse and I just couldn't do it justice. Alice is sticking around. Do so, because we'll get to it eventually, but we need to talk about the enhanced games and that first. We've got loads to talk about. Peter Thiel's enhanced games, but I want to do what most podcasts won't, which is really highbrow, like linking it to René Girard's theories. But also it's evidentially theories that Thiel follows. So it's deep. We're in deep, deep doo-doo. Well, I was earlier. Patreon.com/cowdaily. Become a patron so I'm not in deep doo-doo and I can afford my various bills. Patreon.com/cowdaily. Thank you to everybody who has done super chats and all of that on the YouTube. Very much appreciated. Also, if you want to make a one-off contribution to our work, PayPal link in description. Reet. That will have things in my life that we like. But first, and I'll get rid of this Patreon thing off the screen. This is from various communities around the world on Reddit. Every city has a guy they all know about. You can visit a friend in their town and see a man dressed in robes riding a horse, and your friend will go, "Oh yeah, haha, that's horseback Jesus." And then that's just the end of the explanation. Tell us in the comments, right, who is your equivalent of horseback Jesus where you are? Glasgow, you've probably got an embarrassment of riches in Glasgow because I've lived there and I know you do. Who are the various characters in your town? Off the top of my head, who would be the ones where I'm from? God, I can't say the name. Let's just call him Tommy, because if I say that this is the name, it'll identify him, and that's not right. Tommy would be like, and this is like very, very, very local to me, right? Where I grew up. Absolutely frightened of him. And there was this like whole sort of like myth built up around like various characters who were like called nonsense, right? So one of the gang would be Dick Spanner, and the legend was fucking hell. There's like these fields, right? And there was a legend that he would hide in the bushes with his paisley Y fronts on his head, right? With this massive like monkey wrench spanner, and then batter bands out of the head and then take them up into the fucking bushes and that. Now I haven't actually done any, and I'm just getting this cushion out from under my ass. I haven't actually done any research on whether there was any instances in the Gateshead area in the 90s about like kids getting bashed out of the nappa with a monkey wrench by a naked lad with it. I'm going to suggest that it didn't happen. I'm laughing, but things like that round ours could get you burnt out of your house. Like one of the times I was there last trade, the estate where I grew up, they'd boarded up one of the houses and I walked past and it just said, like, you can see what it was boarded up over. It was like such and such is a nonce, grass, fucking all of this stuff. I was like, don't ever change, Gateshead. Don't ever change. So let me know who your Dick Spanner is, your horseback Jesus, your Johnny Decker. Shouts to Johnny Decker, who is absolutely harmless and class, and he'll be your best mate if you've got a tab for him. Strange enough, I used to be his nephew's youth worker as well. So I want to know who these horseback Jesus are, and we'll come back for some light relief in a bit. Anyway, enhanced games. What is the enhanced games, you ask? This is from enhanced_games. Russell Brand's paymaster, Peter Thiel, is behind the enhanced game. Now, I'm going to unpack a little bit more of his ideology and why he wants things the way that they are and why he's using his virtually unlimited wealth to disrupt, shall we say, society. That would be a good idea. But first, let me play this video. And wherever possible, I try not to watch them so we can have an authentic reaction together. So I've not seen this.
I am the fastest man in the world. I've broken Usain Bolt's world record, but you've never heard of me. I am a proud, enhanced athlete. Now, we have important allies in our battle for bodily freedom as we build the first sporting event.
Right, I'm going to have to stop that there. I took a swig of water, right? And I've just sprayed the microphone when he was like saying bodily freedom. Now we have allies. Peter Thiel and other venture capitalist nightmare, Christian Angermeyer. Oh yeah, and he's paying me and filling me full of juice.
That allows performance enhancements and pays all athletes. When we first announced the enhanced games, the Olympic Committee said we were a joke, an idea that couldn't be taken seriously. But venture capitalists know that the future isn't a joke. Today, I'm proud to...
Venture capitalists, the absolute salt of the earth, the absolute superman, ubermensch that Nietzsche spoke about. Anyway, we'll come on to other philosophies underpinning these assholes soon.
To announce seed funding from investor Christian Angermeyer, PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, former Coinbase CTO Balaji Srivastava, and many other leading investors. With millions of dollars to support building the future of sports, we can show the world that science is real. The enhanced game.
Right, I'm going to stop you there. We can show the world that science is real. This is utter propaganda. Thiel spends a large part of his money fucking promoting anti-vax nonsense through Russell Brand. As we know, the enhanced games are real. No, they're not. What they are is people full of juice and you're paying them an inordinate amount of money to run a freak show. And the reason you are doing this, you asshole, is because of your fucked up beliefs. Now, we've unpacked some of his Christian fundamentalism before, but let we go to philosophy. So, Peter Thiel's worldview, influenced by René Girard's mimetic theory. That's an important thing, René Girard's mimetic theory. Anyway, onwards. Suggests that human behavior is rooted in imitation, leading to conflict resolved through scapegoating. The enhanced games promotes performance without anti-doping restrictions, aligning with Thiel's libertarian stance on free markets and minimal government intervention. Reflect this belief in individual choice and the pursuit of transcendent goals over competitive distractions. Interesting. René Girard's theory posits that human desires are imitative, with individuals copying each other's desires. That's really important, and it underpins a lot of this fucking anti-vax stuff and getting like charismatic figures like Russell Brand to act as a Pied Piper, because people will copy, especially during traumatic times. Anyway, onwards. Rene Girard's theory posits that human desires are imitative, with individuals copying each other's desires, leading to rivalry and conflict. This mimetic desire often results in scapegoating, where a community projects its conflict on a chosen individual, restoring peace at the cost of the scapegoat. Girard suggests that this mechanism is foundational to human culture and social structures. The enhanced games, by allowing performance-enhancing drugs, challenge traditional sports norms and could be seen as expressing scapegoats and Thiel's worldview by embodying the conflict between innovation and established rules. It's like that disruptor theory thing. In this context, the scapegoats could be the traditional sports institution that resists change, represent the tension Girard described, where society projects conflicts onto a chosen entity to resolve tension. It could be. Basically, Thiel's trying to like break everything, and it's just part of this whole like bannery about like making sure everything's broken. Because when everything's broken, motherfuckers be skimming things off the top. I mean, you see Liz Truss and like the whole attempt by Bannon to like cast her some kind of like scapegoat of the left. In these theories, like the left or individuals who, for example, like go up against the likes of Brand or his bullshit crackpot nonsense are also the scapegoats. So it's like literally a targeting. Now, the person who's behind this deal is behind Palantir as well, who has got the NHS data contract. These are not people who you need as part of the NHS. And his part of that in terms of disrupting is libertarians don't like public health. Unless, of course, it's one of the big philosophical heads like Ayn Rand who end up penniless and using the NHS towards the end of her life. Because it doesn't fucking work. The top and bottom of it is all of these theories rely on the fact that like people able to meet their own needs. But if this society that they're trying to create is all about reducing people's ability to reach the potential or even like base their moves on reality, which is what they're generally doing with this social engineering, then you end up with outcomes where people are, for example, on the anti-vax sort of side of things and all of that, like a lot of people are moving towards assisted suicide, which we've touched on it recently on the show, and it's literally been put in place to like remove the so-called problem of unwell people. And you've seen that with the way society, certainly in the UK, is going. The UK is a fucking petri dish. Removing Brexit and whatever was just simply about making money and moving more power and ability to remove restrictions while scapegoating the EU. Now, the EU is certainly not perfect at all. We know this. But we were protected because of like the French unions and other like good, decent unions making sure there was working rights across the board. So that's part of the game. So when you see these things, sometimes it's a bit like, oh, look, it's like the gladiators. It's cool. It's something new. Well, this was obvious. It was always going to happen. I mean, if you remember the Ben Johnson Olympics where like it was just this, they're taking steroids. I can't believe it. I mean, this was a time before people knew, like, believed that the wrestling was fake, you know? So it was a different time, granted. But I'm going to make a prediction. Mystic cow hat on. The UFC, over time, because of the things that we've talked about and their links to Trump and how they're using that sports washing and whatever, and how Dana White and others share similar worldviews to Thiel. The UFC are blatantly going to relax performance-enhancing drugs. And I think that we're going to see a move towards that as well, generally. Plenty comments. Let's have a deep seize at what yees have got to say. Right, I'm just scrolling back a little. Apologies if I don't get everybody because there's loads and I have to go through them. Right. Glasgow. So Royd pumped Olympics, indeed. Indeed. Oh, hold on. We've got some. Right. So Alice Wolf's saying, and this is, we'll just skip back to the mad people in the village. As the only goth in a small village growing up, I became used to younger kids jumping out from behind dry stone walls and shouting Beetlejuice at me three times. You were that person. Do you think that like people in the village you grew up in like still go on about, like, maybe wouldn't it be mad if somebody was watching this right now, right? Who was like, I used to call her Beetlejuice, And you might think that's beyond the realms, right? But somebody on the page last night was saying, coldest football match ever went to was Oxford versus Gateshead about 10 years ago. I was there. It was one of the first ones I was at, and I was so cold, man. It was ridiculous. These things can happen. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Have I just invoked Beetlejuice? Is that like how this works? Is it like a Candyman situation? Jez Hund, good to see you. My beardy Peter Thiel. I have the resting heart rate of a terrified shrew thanks to various powders. I'm willing to die doing the triple jump. Imagine it, right? This fucker runs the 100 meters in like 6 seconds or something. His heart explodes at the finishing line. It's a bad look for Thiel, but he's got brand to spin that as myocarditis from the vaccines rather than all the juice. Right, 2 seconds. Glasgow. Can't see any long-term implications of letting athletes put absolutely anything in themselves to win cash. What would happen? Right. Liam's saying, to be honest, I've always been kind of interested, to be honest, to see what happens when we allow people to enhance themselves cybernetically and compete with each other, but maybe reality not as good as imagination. So have I have. I just absolutely despise Peter Thiel, and I always tend to look at the energy behind what people do. I've learned that in my life, right? That he doesn't have good intentions. It's they're trying to break absolutely everything that people understand, so they stop asking questions. We're going to unpack a little bit about that, like directly in a little video in a bit. Now to do with Thiel, but like in the general, like the memory holding of a lot of stuff is very deliberate. And as you know, we're going to unpack this every fucking time we come on this fucking thing. Read. See if anybody else. David Livingston, nice to see you. France's finest. Promoting drugs in sport like the 1970s East Germany. Many of these folks end up in wheelchairs. They did. Some of the women as well that were taking the drugs. It's just, in some respects, they were being forced to do it. Horses in. Paul Elliott, nice to see you, pal. Part of me kind of wants to see some fully roided up athlete launching the javelin fully in the car park. So do I. I do, but I'll not miss any chance to go in on Thiel and Brand. So here we are. And one day I'll be able to tell you more. Kirsty Bridges, nice to see you. Small Village 2, the kids were convinced I was a vampire. Mate, seriously, I love this. Zoe Jarrett, given the Mystic Cow icons. I'm a white man doing gun finger. I've got the fucking, the cool of a jar of mayonnaise when I do that. Right, what else did it? Right, I'm going to move on to the next bit. What is it? Have I missed anything? I haven't. I love it when that happens. It's a great thing. To bump my show of the day, probably going to be around for a while because there's just so much to talk about and we need that. I need that. What is this, though? So this was from, 2 seconds, I was going to have a little drink. This was from like 3 years ago today, right? I'll just read it because it's pretty self-explanatory what I was going through at the time. So I've said, hello, good people. I hope you're well. 18th of April, 2021. We recorded some bits this morning, but I had to stop after an hour or so. Don't know if this is linked to recovery from illness and the brain fog or not sleeping very well. I had a bad week mentally this week, but I had to stop. Alice, you'll remember this. I think I've still got the video of it. Where, do you remember at the end where I just, my brain was like physically felt like it was breaking and I was like, I'm sorry, I had to stop and I started crying. That's long COVID for you. And at the time, we didn't have a fucking clue what was happening to us at all. And without Alice, right, like getting me through that first bit, I wouldn't be talking to you now. Fact. She was like my bloody like podcast carer or something, man. It was mad. So anyway, this is a positive thing as what we are doing is to build that muscle memory to get it to the level it can be released. It will take as long as it takes, I guess, balance with my general health. Thank you so much to the people who are participating in the process with me, Alice and my partner, to help me get back to where I need to be. I can't thank you enough, as without you within this foggy brain moment of my life recovery, I wouldn't know when to start, particularly with something new like video production and editing. I've done hundreds of hours of audio in the past and many live shows, but that was with my brain working. I'm not there yet, but I will be, and I look forward to sharing it with you when we are ready. Much love as ever. I cannot believe, right, firstly, that was 3 years ago. Like, I think part of, like, getting your brain back and working through all of this is, like, it, the concept of time, and it's part of that memory hole in that like traumatized brains do. And it's kind of what I was touching on the other day when I, on Tuesday, I've sorted myself out now, by the way, wasn't in a good place yesterday either, but pulled it around. I thought my brain was never going to work again. And without friends like Alice and also my partner, I couldn't have even done that. It was such a big leap. And during that time, I had to learn how to do this myself as well. And it's lush when these things pop up because it just it makes you remember like where you're at. And I think that's bloody important. Like, if we're going to go around memory hole and stuff, and on a societal level, I'm going to show you like how that's happening in a bit, then we're not going to be able to like fully understand how to help others through this, which is what I'm hoping to do with all of this stuff that I'm doing. And we're not going to be able to heal ourselves because we're not going to be able to like understand threat properly. I went through something that I just never, ever thought I would. Like, I lost my physical body before that and then lost my mind because of like the COVID and the long COVID. And it was friends like Alice that ensured not just I could do that, but I'm still here. During that time, like if assisted suicide was available, maybe it's not that particular time because I was starting to get some like hope, but like during the bedridden everyday times, because I had to go to bed for a couple of days after that show, I would have tapped out. And it's fucking hard to like say, because like the pain that I would have caused people, fucking shit, innit? But like, without, like, seriously, we can't do this on our own, none of it. I've always been like kind of an individual as part of a group, I suppose, but I'm an individual who has found it hard to trust people. But during all of this, Alice is one of the people that I could trust and still can. So I want to give you a shout after this, and I hope you're free, but if you're not, that's cool. And thanks for the video you sent us yesterday, mate. I fucking love the fact that like this is happening for you. And hey, I didn't know this, obviously, because it was 3 years ago today. But if karma's real, hon, then you've got your just rewards, because like you, more than anybody I can think of, absolutely deserve what's happening in terms of your, just in terms of the opportunities that are being presented. And I hope to tell people on here when you've announced it, like, and look, for people who have supported you in your work, it's no surprise. So I just hope that imposter syndrome, throw it out the window. At least 10% of it. I mean, we're both from working class environments, so it's not going to happen fully, is it? But we're going to laugh about the residual. Anyway, well done, Alice. And also well done for being instrumental in keeping me alive and making sure this conversation right now is happening. Not just happening, but the fact my brain's firing. And also thanks to myself for being a hard bastard. Anyway, the Chronic Notebook, at Chronic Notebook on Twitter. We don't talk enough about grief and loss with chronic illness, disability, the loss of your health, the life that could have been, control of your body, certain opportunities, financial security, people who don't understand. It's a continual feeling that not something you just get over. I've said many times, I had empathy before, sympathy, but I fucking get it now. Like, and you know, I like touch wood that this is me and I can avoid further infections and any kind of knock-on effect. If that's the case, I'll never let this go. There's people who will never be able to experience like being able to have this amount of energy again. And I think this goes for absolutely anybody who's clinically vulnerable and still has the energy, or just anybody who's a fucking human being. It's not just about clinically vulnerable, but anybody can be dragged into the long COVID mix, and then good fucking luck, especially if you're in the UK. So I'm going to talk about this stuff. I'm going to keep bringing it up. And I've been very interested to see over this past few years, like obviously relative to when the brain foggery started and all that, I'd be very interested indeed to see what people are going to do. Are they going to keep like acting like dummy spitting little bell ends? Because look, I'm not the thing. I'm just talking about the thing. and I'm talking about the thing that happened to us. I mean, recently I had somebody in a work situation tell us long COVID isn't real. I mean, draw on your professionalism on that one. Tell Al about it, like, but in a nice way. Anyway, onto the memory hole. But before that, I'm desperate for a drink. So I'm going to stick the time-honored Ravoir Pico train on and enjoy this lemon balm. Oh, Peter still have Zoe's Mystic Cow icon on the screen. Go away. Not you, Zoe, but the icon. Let's tease it. Honestly, if you haven't tried lemon balm, a revelation. Know what else is a revelation? This bloody podcast reet. Fucking is, though. Anyway, Shadi Hamid. Check this. He shares an article from theatlantic.com called "You're Better Off Not Knowing. Needless Worry Live. Knowledge and information aren't necessarily good. They can actually make you sick. Recent studies demonstrate a troubling link between political awareness and depression. Sometimes it's better not to know." My latest in The Atlantic, which absolutely, Shardy, isn't a beard for the secret state to just get on with whatever they want to do. Weirdo. Anyway, Lauren McKenzie reacts. What the fuck is happening? At Laura Myers on Twitter. This is an ongoing trend. NPR followed the other previously left-leaning outlets and veered right to pro-business, pro-infection, public health in 2022. For the last year, propaganda campaigns sought to convince us we're better off not knowing. The public has been indoctrinated. Check this video. I'll just pull it up. Right, I think this is it. Indeed it is. So this is NPR's new CEO, right? NPR, for those who don't know, it was a half-decent outlet. But now, things done changed. So it says here, NPR's new CEO at RadCentrism is the account. Seeking the truth and seeking to convince her of the truth might not be the right place to start, says this Hillary Clinton-looking fool. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. This is just a remix of that, like, fucking far-right shit about, like, you know, well, they keep going on about Black Lives Matter. It's just division. Why don't you just shut up and stay in your place? So anyway, let's see what this fucker's got to say. And, as usual, I've not watched it.
The hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something.
Right, I'm going to stop that there. Talk about the old switcheroo, man. Let's get this, like, cat-like, beautiful woman to come and go, guys, come on, stop asking questions. I've definitely not been given some CIA training.
I don't know if she's not alleged. For our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start. In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done.
Right, so let's look at this realistically, right? The fucking absolute psyop of it, man. Shut the fuck up, right? I've had enough of her. I'm going to show you some slides here. I did a bit of digging. NPR's corporate sponsors come from a diverse range of industries. Here's a list of some of the sponsors. General Motors. Some insurance companies. Right. They've given them over $1 million each, right? Prudential Financial. Why are insurance companies doing this? We've spoke about this before, and by God, I'll mention it again, because Mr. Cow is right again. I would posit, as part of our grand theory together, good people, that insurance companies are doing this and trying to like fund the memory hole because they're not covering things to do with COVID. That's literally as deep as it is. So you've got like Taylor Swift, we've talked about this before, $1 billion like tours and all this and stadiums and whatever. Ring of absolute COVID protection steel with all these mad UV pens up the noses and all kinds. I've tried, as I said, tried to price them up and they wouldn't even give us a price. Rich man's business. Sanitizes them from viruses for fucking 2 days, mate. Where is the crowd? Not so much. So, point being, insurance companies giving over $1 million plus to a like a news agency, like a title, an outlet. Here's the thing, right? If your sponsors are, you know, big corporations, you're seeing their talking points. You're not doing journalism, which is why this silly bastard's coming out with, guys, come on, let's not bother about the truth. Let's all be happy. All that happens there is you're just going to let down the millions of people living in poverty who are going to be torn to shreds by this libertarian dystopian hellscape that you are trying to create. Crazy. But people will buy this because they're really, really scared. Here's some more. Citibank, somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million. It's unbelievable, man. Look at the names on the screen. Subaru of America. How long will it be until we get more of this? This is from Orion Allbook at Allbook on Twitter. Here's your reminder that the whole idea of a personal carbon footprint was a targeted BP, that's British Petroleum media campaign in 2005. And it worked so well that it seems like we've all forgotten this. He's linked a ResearchGate.net publication. In it, he shows us the concept of the personal carbon footprint was popularized by BP in a 2005 media campaign costing over $100 million. A campaign that researchers indicated deflected responsibility for climate change away from the corporation and onto the individual consumer. So this is not anything new. And that's one of like multiple examples that could be given. So, yeah, we're being played. Yeah, they're funding rad shit. And, yeah, we're going to keep cataloging it. All right, here. Ritia. Check it out, man. Like, just really deranged and crazy bastards. Alawa. Right, so, grot bags. What's the comments saying here? Glasgow. I've just came to terms with the brain fog and all that jazz now. Happy to live life in the slow lane now. Takes me ages. Still have a wobble about it all now and then. That is key, because one of the things that like sorted my napper out was I have to reset what I can do. And it doesn't mean I can't, for me, I'm speaking, it doesn't mean I can't do it. I just have to do what I can do on that day. And if all of those things then add up to where I think I want to be or should be, that's fine. And if they don't, I give 100% of what I had to give on any given day. And that's turned into those things adding up over, well, the last 3 years, mainly, as you've seen. It's took ages. And I'm still not 100% because I'm like, I get infected again. I'm going back to square one. Yeah, and if you think I'm going to do that, no chance. But there is some really good stuff coming into the mix, and I'm going to do like a bit of a positive one, not on this show, fuck that, but some really good stuff coming from like a one shot vaccine. Anyway, remember this from the page on the screen for audio people. It's Dubai with the flooding and up to the roof of the cars. So I just wanted to like touch on this fucking cloud seeding thing, because like our social media was like completely inundated with like trolls, basically, but just like mad like grannies who are just like swearing blind climate change isn't real. I wonder why. So anyway, Matthew Todd's an account you should follow. He says this: Dubai airport now shut, one of the biggest oil producers in the world. Dubai received more than its yearly rainfall in one day, with more to come. Are we going to get what we've been asking for? No, bots are bombarding Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter and saying this was because of Dubai's cloud seeding. Scientists say that's not true. Cloud seeding is a dubious technology which they've used for many years, but has never produced anything like this amount of rainfall. It makes clouds release moisture, but cannot create moisture out of nothing. Watch the BBC doc on iPlayer or YouTube, Big Oil versus the World, to understand the massive disinformation campaign founded by the fossil fuel industry. And yes, true to form, I have a short excerpt for you here. I'll just pull it up into the stream and we'll have a Dixie and possibly a sip of lemon balm. This is an excerpt from Big Oil versus the World, part one, Denial, it's called.
I remember seeing in the press this skeptic, Fred Singer, saying global warming was not a problem for the planet.
A respectable body of opinion in the international scientific community believes that any climate warming is as likely to be beneficial as harmful.
You saw that he had worked on tobacco and a number of other issues. He was sort of a specialist in denial. I thought, that's odd.
I was aware that this emerging industry of naysayers was growing, this effort to cast doubt. You had reams of material coming out of the government. They were at NOAA, at NASA, this expanding network of people working on this day in and day out, saying that this was a legitimate issue and that we needed to do something about it. And on the other hand, you had two or three guys who went around to conferences and said, oh, I'm not sure. Oh, maybe there's clouds.
I would like to show you the warming that the satellite sensed over the same region from 1979 to now, which is the next slide, if you could. Thanks. Nothing.
First Fred Singer, then Pat Michaels. So you start to think, well, who are these people and where are they coming from? Oh, interesting. They're funded by Exxon's foundation and from the coal-fired power utilities, Western Fuels Association, Global Climate Coalition, and they're funding climate deniers.
We are not an ad hoc group anymore, but as a matter of fact, the Global Climate Coalition formalized not too long ago.
The Global Climate Coalition consisted of every major manufacturing trade association that produced or consumed fossil fuels, and every major company that was in the fossil fuels industry.
You get the point. It's heavily funded. And your nana doesn't want to know because GB News have told her it's fine. That's literally the game. It's just to spread lies. It's been the game for the longest time. People who've been involved in activism know this because it's been tested out on us. And it's at population level now. And running off AI, which we all know is could be like anything used for monumental amounts of good, but it seems to be getting used for warfare and nefarious shit. But know your enemy. If this podcast had another name, it would be that. Know your bloody enemy. So anyway, somebody showed us this. I think it was Kev. Kept getting these things like just popping up in the videos, how Dubai creates artificial rain and all this carry on. Well, I'm just going to throw this up on the screen. And this is from CNBC yesterday. UAE government unit denies cloud seeding took place before Dubai floods. A little bit from this, a view of the street showed that picture. Dubai National Center of Meteorology, a government task force responsible for cloud seeding missions in the United Arab Emirates, denied reports that carry out the weather modification technique in the run-up to heavy storms across the country, therefore exacerbating flooding in places like Dubai. One thing, like point that I'd like to clear up, I know cloud seeding exists. Listen, some of the things that people do fail to fucking realize, right? I used to be banging the conspiracy theories, banging to them. Still into the evidence bit, but also I was young and was smoking British weed, which is shit. So I was like, oh my God, free man on the land. This is it, guys. I was just making myself be a melt, and you have to use that word. Guys, honestly, free man on the land. This is the magic bullet that'll kill the werewolf of capitalism. I would never say anything like that, I'll still tell you, but I will for this. So this is literally where I was at 20 years ago. Obviously now, laughable, isn't it? So this is why I'd just like to make a point. That was like a small part of what I believe. But I did believe that there was possible veracity to it when it first started happening. And then I did my own research and realized it was a load of shite. And then things started getting interesting. Anyway, I just want to show this from Grigori Eriksainam. Why is it that the Middle East is so plagued with a bad aura? The wars, the famine, the sins of the father. What? Is this karma striking back? I've replied, the CIA mainly, sir. And it is. And other intelligence agencies. So I want to tell you, though, did you know, and this is coming up on June the 4th, in 1913, suffragists asked a British official why the cricket pavilion in Tunbridge Wells didn't allow women. He replied, it is not true that women are banned from the pavilion. Who do you think makes the teas? They burned the pavilion down in protest. I'd like people to remember this, right? When these fucking billionaire-funded pipelines to smear Just Stop Oil and everybody else are happening. It's deliberate. When we do that, even if we're so-called more on their side or not, we're speaking the words that BP and others want us to speak through all of these fucking, all the things that I've shown you the day, all these pipelines, all that bollocks. So that's what it is. So see that Big Oil versus the World thing? You can find it on YouTube. Nay bother, I've just played it. Don't even bother engaging with these people. Just link them to it. Just link them the video. Like, there's no point, man. Just like, obviously, what could happen is like, here's this video. Here's the key points. Bink. And just fucking leave them. I don't want the fucking reach and all of that shit off the back of this type of bollocks. Not fucking arse. Like, we're trying to do the work. And I suppose it's good in the sense that it exposes people who ordinarily wouldn't be exposed to the truth, I guess. Evidence-based truth, that is, not the truth. The truth. Show me the truth. I'm just going to clean up some of my my stuff on the screen because there's loads of it, and it'll be a lot cleaner when I do. I'm getting rid of all that enhanced game stuff, but I've got a Belter Farage video just crying his little heart out, the little dafty. Brilliant. Hold on a minute. I'm just going to remove that off the screen, but put this up. Check this out, man. One and done. This from usnews.com. Scientists developed vaccine that may fight any viral strain. One thing I want to point out, and it was the great Nate Bear pointed this out first the other day. We were sold mRNA technology on the basis that it would be quick and easy to update for any new strains. Well, obviously, dickheads have let the world rip, and the variants have went fucking Bismarck. So that's just not been happening. So what I would love to see is this one and done thing happen. So genetics-based one and done vaccines for the flu and COVID could prove more effective and easier to craft than current jabs, researchers report. These new vaccines would target viruses using a different response to infection than what is prompted by current vaccines, researchers said. Instead of teaching the immune system to create antibodies to fight off a specific virus, the new vaccine would instead teach the body to create small signal and RNA proteins that will shut down harmful viral spread. This new approach could revolutionize current vaccine development, in which experts create vaccines based on predictions of which flu and COVID strains are likely to be most infectious, researchers argue. That's what should be happening. Instead, these RNA-promoting vaccines should be effective against all strains of a specific virus. What I want to emphasize about this vaccine strategy that is broad, said researcher Rong Hai, a virologist with the University of California, Riverside, is broadly applicable to any number of viruses, broadly effective against any variant of a virus and safe for a broad spectrum of people. This could be the universal vaccines that we have been looking for, Hai added in a university news release. Coming up, nap. Can you go there? Well, it is if you're not an absolute fucking bell. But wouldn't it be the old Illuminati move to do the old switcheroo? Wouldn't it, though? Let's have a conspiracy theory. All them other vaccines were sound, right? Get the anti-vaxxers gone mad about them. But this one, all the clever people run fucking headfirst into boosh, and it just fucks you up. There you go. Anti-vax propaganda. How easy is that? Load of shite still. Now, what else is Elon Musk? At Dexter to Knox on your Twitter, Elon Musk claims he purchased Twitter because it made his daughter trans. She went beyond socialism to being a full communist and think that anyone rich is evil, Musk said. Seems legit. But listen, this is why billionaires should just fuck off, basically. We shouldn't have them. Like, somebody's, I mean, people are going on, like, Twitter was class before. It was still shite. It was still, like, being, like, fucking, you know, very restrictive in terms of, like, who could say what and all of that. But certainly not as bad as this, where this dickhead's literally amplifying great replacement white power theory. He's done a Rogan, but on a grander scale, which is just like, you know, come into touch with something that you don't quite understand, which for him, it was obviously his daughter. I don't know, I don't actually know Elon Musk. Let's get this right. Right, so because it made his daughter trans. Hold on a minute. I don't know if I'm reading. I apologize if I have misgendered this person. I don't know. Is the person, as the person transitioned? I don't know. Anyway, let's not get caught up in that. My faith is good, and fuck you if you think it isn't. Fuck Elon Musk. Like, this is, I don't know. He was a rich kid of somebody who ran an emerald mine with an abusive father. And we're just seeing some kind of mad reboundary meltdown where he just can't seem to be told that he's wrong. And this, I guess, is partly why this fucking, like, Tesla truck is shite. Absolutely shit. And they're laying off, like, 12,000 staff or something. I mean, I hope this is the downfall of this bell end. Because if this stuff is allowed to run without, like, regulation or whatever, we're really fucked. Now, future episode, we're going to start unpacking the PayPal mafia, which is Musk, Peter Thiel, and others. Some interesting stuff. And also, don't forget to ask your Russell Brand fan friends. Peter Thiel is a member of Bilderberg. Soon after, he became the chair of the steering committee. If he is against the deep state and he's funding Russell Brand to do that, why does Russell Brand never mention it? Honestly, ask them and tell us. Video it. I'd love to see it. Something I'd like to point out as well. In 1924, the Olympic Games, women made up 5% of the athletes. 2024, the Olympic Games, women will make up 50% of the athletes for the first time. Fucking belter. More of this. Give me more. What I'd like, though, is this. Nigel, come here. The people need to know how much of a fucking dafty you are. So this is basically a Nazi convention, national conservatism. The mayor of Brussels was just not having it. He says, "Well, I'm the far right here, go fuck yourselves." So this is what he had to say. Farage, that is. Flash. Loads of flash. Cry more, dickhead. The top and bottom of this is he was there with Suella Braverman. Like, people who know, when she was Home Secretary, she was trying to ban protests. So don't start invoking freedom of fucking speech when you and your ragtag band of, like, Bannon, bell sniff sucking fucking dickheads are doing that. It's the Smelter Delta thing again. You're doing that, motherfucker. They're not doing, they're just not, like, allowing all this fucking shit, which will break society. They're providing a stand against it. That's literally all it is. But I guarantee people's nanas now are just, like, fucking Brussels is communist or something. And the Nazis were socialist or something. That'll definitely be in the lexicon. I just want to point this out, the further, like, this is just one of many from Russell Brand's comment section, man. Nice to hear you mentioned the LDS. I think that's the Mormons. Latter-day Saints, aye. I don't find all this worldly stuff easy at all. Look, the church has been so supportive and the blessings are beautiful. Thanks, Russell Brand. Good one. Another person. So happy, Russell, that you found Jesus Christ and God. You're in a little bit of trouble, Russell. Found God, aye? Right. Something I wanted to point out, right, and it's just like, you know, as we've been saying, this whole shit is ongoing. So SD works as Shackley hit with COVID-19 infection, eve of Giro d'Italia. That's the cycling race, a big one of the Grand Tours, the female version. This was published June the 29th, 2022 in Cycling News. 22-year-old British under 23 road race champion forced to retire age 22 because of cardiac arrhythmia at age 22, source BBC yesterday. Were you aware that many of these things are a delayed response to COVID or not? And why I post? Then I've linked the study underneath, cardiac arrhythmias and post-COVID syndrome prevalence, ncbi.nlmnih.gov. Fucking virtual crickets online. Virtual cricket. An elite athlete, 22 years old, has had to retire. So let's not like piss about. Long COVID is very fucking real. Do you honestly think this person would like be giving away a potentially very lucrative career? The answer is a fundamental no. So how much copium do people need, right? This can affect anybody. This isn't just about so-called vulnerable people. And I'll tell you fucking this. Some of the people who've been labeled vulnerable people are some of the most fucking hardcore bastards I've ever met in my fucking life. A lot of the fucking detractors or people who say they're swinging the lead couldn't hold a fucking candle to some of these so-called vulnerable fucking people. So how about fuck off? Anyway, this was an elite athlete and it's one of loads. And you can guarantee Brand is going to pull up some vaccine shit when it has been proven on a massive study that the vaccine in terms of heart arrhythmias and other things like stroke, safe. Beyond any reasonable doubt. Watch for this happening on those pipelines. Because quite simply, to tie some threads together from the start of the show, the enhanced games. We'll leave it there for now. Let us know if you know what the link is. As you can see here, Anna Shackley forced to retire age 22 because of heart condition. Poor young lass. Fucking disgusting what's been happening to young people and just anybody really being told that it's perfectly fine and then there's your fucking thing. Slides are saying, still waiting for my pit review decision. It was handed in December the 6th. I was kind of fucking give you a shout this week to see if it had happened. Making IBS go crackers. It's fucking disgusting. Honestly, I know for a fact that previously, because of your condition, you were given the previous one for life. It's a fucking joke, and that should not be happening. Quite right, Alice is saying it's a disgrace. Hope you get a positive result soon. Loads of positive stuff from people. Nice one. Love that. Love that. So, Glasgow's saying, Pip is balling. The WWP are the worst cunts to deal with. The difference between applying for my Pip and the hassle versus getting baby G's on Scottish disability was wild. Mad, isn't it? Alice is saying, Pip asked one of my clients to send proof that there'd been no change to his disability from the year before. He had one leg. Fuck's sake, man. We've got to fight this, and we will fight this. This is the whole point of what I'm fucking saying. Hardcoreness. We're not letting this go. We have to go to lawsuits and fucking everything else. We're doing it. We're going to organize what we are organizing. We are organized and we're fucking sorting this. Because Slaz is a good lad. He doesn't fucking deserve this. Neither does anybody else listening to this. Do you know what I want to spend tax money on? Not bombs. Do you know what I want to spend it on? Slaz. Not bombing Slaz's flat, like. I might sort out your neighbors, actually. But I want Slaz to just go, right, just got to focus on the best quality of life I can have. And then stress. And he has the money for as long as you absolutely need it, which previously was for life. Why is that a fucking problem? Honestly. Crazy horse. Russell Brand will absolutely blame vaccines. He will go for Project Bluebeam. Indeed he will, Alice. Indeed he bloody will. I want to meet Archangel Michael. It's entertaining, Alice. I've met the Chosen One too. Went on to declare himself Archangel Michael and I want to meet Archangel Michael. How cool would that be? Right, hold on a minute. I'm just going to B62Boomer, nice seeing. Also, thanks for sending us those pictures of where you were. Absolutely class, that, like it is. Watching Farage crying, cheered me right up yesterday. Brilliant, isn't it? I'm loving it. Who's saying that no audio on what? The Farage thing? Hold on a minute. Oh, that sucks. I could hear it, like, weird. Anyway, never mind. You're just having a big cry on, any problem? So anyway, let's get some. Just one thing I want to mention as well. Gates at FC, the team for me. Adi, 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 oh. Anyway, 1 year ago today, Gates at FC staying up in the National League with our budget, a proper fairy tale story. The story needs to be told in full so people can understand what our community has done in saving the club by saving it from absolute crooks, then winning the league last season, and an even bigger achievement of staying up this season, getting the Wembley in the FA Trophy final. Class, absolutely trash. So the story must be told. Talk about this year qualifying for the fucking playoffs and getting to the same Wembley final, and we might play at Wembley 2 times in 6 days, which isn't great during a cost of living crisis for people. But just wanted to give a big up and shout to Gates at FC. And it's one of the, Gates at FC is one of the most wholesome things in my life out of not very much wholesomeness. And I love the fact that it's done on 50 pence and a Kit Kat in terms of a budget. And somehow here we are, little old Gateshead with a 1,000 crowd and all of that. It's an absolute pleasure to be part of the Gateshead community. And some of the people that I've met are just wonderful. Just love the club, love everything about the club, and just fucking like unbelievable what they've done to save that club. And that story has to be told. Now, I saw that this morning. I got in touch with my mate who works for the club. I was like, what's going on with this documentary? Because I wrote a documentary treatment a year ago for this, but I was told one was happening. And he says, oh, it's still being filmed. It was filmed at the semi-final and all that. Because I was like, right, we'll need to try and get funding if it's not happening. So watch out for that. That'll be brilliant, man. Honestly, like, the people who had the clubs before are crux. Haas, the Heed, love them. Nice one. Tamworth have gone up into the National League after 2 title wins on the trot. Class. You won't know this, right? But old school Heed fans have got this like kind of link up with Tamworth fans. I've met loads of Tamworth fans who came one of our games, and I think there's some of our away support go to a Tamworth away game as well. It's like this kind of thing that happens once a season, and they all dress up in fancy dress. So if you ever see loads of Geordies kicking about dressed like Batman and that, that's what it is. Mad that, isn't it, do you? Kirsty saying, Shaz, I thought some of the mystical groups I'm in were kind of far out, but really I had my eyes open in some new age health groups. Kirsty, if you've not seen any of them, we've done some bits on the Cosmic Fash in the past. Zoe saying, you probably met my brother at some point. I might well have done. I believe in all of these like crazy so-called coincidences. Just want to remind you of this. Workers lost 3.7 trillion in the earnings during the pandemic. Women and Gen Z saw the biggest losses. And another one, world's billionaires get richer by 3.9 trillion during pandemic. Two different articles, and they were one day apart. Mad. Today, on this day in 1949, 26 counties of Ireland officially leave the British Commonwealth under the Republic of Ireland Act. Today marks the 75th anniversary. I wanted to show you that, and also just a nod to the Irish gang. Thank you for all your support. I just wanted to show you YouTube channel, but this is from his Instagram, Davy_Holden on Instagram. He's doing some amazing stuff on Irish history, but he's doing stuff like where he's taking, like, people are taking him to like old IRA arms caches and messaging posts, and it was so interesting on like how all of that worked. So if you want to know more about that kind of stuff, Davy_Holden on Instagram, that's where you need to go. What's this? Bishop Thomas Tobin, a reminder that Catholics should not support or attend LGBTQ Pride Month events held in June. They promote a culture and encourage activities that are contrary to the Catholic faith and morals. They are especially harmful for children. I respond, remind me, Your Grace, how many lawsuits does the Catholic Church currently have for harming children? How disrespectful. A representative of God, and I'm talking to him like that. Fuck that guy. Strangely enough, some of you don't know this. I've got not one, but two of the same thing, but the highest honours in the Catholic Church, and that's the Compostela of Santiago. And apparently what that does, it's meant to absolve you of all sins. So I'd just like to say, fuck that bishop and absolutely every nonce everywhere. Not I'm calling him a nonce, but like there's plenty of nonces within the Catholic Church. Fuck all he is. And I probably should go and get myself back on the Camino and get another one to absolve myself of them sins. What I will point out is, though, I don't know if I've ever told this story, but on the Camino, you stay in these like hostels and that. So it's like, you know, communal dorms and that. And I obviously could knock one off the wrist when I was in there, but I treat myself to a private room and had a wank. But not only that, it was in this old seminary, right? And the only thing, like, it was turned into like a place where you get like private rooms for like pilgrims, right? And I was like, fucking, she was like, do you want a private room? And I was like, hell to the yes. And I think she knew. Jez is saying, have you got the clamshell from your pilgrimage? Got fucking loads. I actually gave one of them to somebody who was going through a bad time in the past as well. But yeah, man, off the wrist, Jez. Seaman Eri. I like what you've done there. That's a fantastic one. Also, as well, this is a mad synchronicity, right? The end of like the end of the Camino, right? It was just unbelievable. I got to Santiago. I was like, I walked 502 miles across mountain ranges, all that shit. Done it in 10 days faster than the average. I was fucking buzzing. Opened the windows, right? Of the thing. This was before the wank. I wasn't trying to get an audience, right? Opened it up. And all I could hear was local hero, right? You know, the Mark Knopfler thing that Newcastle United run out to, synonymous with my area, right? And St. James's Park, Santiago is St. James, right? So I opened the window, local hero playing, found out, because I was like, that's live music. Mark Knopfler was headlining down the road, literally down the road, the minute I arrive and complete the Camino. So I don't know what any of that means. But I'm pretty sure synchronicity is real. Yes, Jez, it is amazing. I'm not sure if you're referring to my one off the wrist or my massive Mark Knopfler synchronicity. Rob's saying, sorry, on holiday in Marrakesh, 34C, fabulous, but I've actually got you live here, but we're off to the Medina. Have fun. Enjoy the hash. Because I know you've went there for that. My dog's just like fully thrown himself off the settee. Zeb, what's the crack? You all right? I'm nearly finished. Zeb will go walking in a minute. Look at him looking at us. Get in your bed, son. We'll go in a minute. Don't worry. Die. We're an hour in. He's like, how I? It doesn't normally take this long. Nobody trash your name better than someone who's afraid you'll tell people the truth. Just one thing I want to end the show with, right? There was a deal. Doesn't seem to be happening, though, does it? So, fuck right off, or I'm going to release the Kraken. You know who you are. You know, yous are. Anyway, JC, no, that one. Synchronicity is never present reality for those with eyes to see. Carl Jung. This is another thing, right? One of the Caminos I did was on my bike, and I did it via Switzerland from Dunstan in Gateshead, right? So I rode, obviously didn't ride across the sea, rode to the Ting, got the ferry, rode from Holland to Switzerland, specifically to go to Carl Jung's birthplace. So imagine that, man. Crazy, yeah. That is a crazy, crazy thing. Knopfler. Anyway, if you want to support my work, go to patreon.com/cowdaily. That's patreon.com/cowdaily. If you want to make one-off contribution to my work, and do it by Super Chat and via PayPal, link in description. Thank you kindly. I've just realized, Slaz, I forgot to change the spelling of that Patreon thing. Right, 2 seconds. I'm going to actually do it now. Independent. That's how you spell it, isn't it? Look like right mug, if not. Right, hold on a minute. There you go, Slaz. I've changed it for you, son. Support independent good faith media at patreon.com/cowdaily. Cheers for keeping us read, dude. I'd literally forgot to do it. I wasn't trying to like catch out again like last time, which was, for me, fantastic crack. Love you, though. Much love all, Leon. All the best. Slaz, release the Kraken. Is that not why you were delayed at the beginning of today's episode? It was. Great show today, dude. Lots of energy. Thanks, man. Really put a lot of hard work into myself between now and the last show on Tuesday just to get myself back on an even keel and on a good level, because that's what we need, man. I need to be well. I love everybody. Everybody indeed. And thank you for being here. It was a long show today, but it needed to be. We needed to cover all these things. And also just want to wish you all the very fucking best. Really fucking... I was bigging up Alice before, and I'm bigging yous up as well. Like, yous are part of the reason why I'm still here as well. You know, I mean, Alice was obviously very direct in that, but yous have shown up, yous have been here the whole time. And I think if my energy's right, I'll start, like, actually making small clips and, like, trying to get things going viral and properly, like, open subscribers and all of that shit on YouTube. Just wasn't fucking ready. You know what I mean? It's like, it's been slow and laborious, and recovery's not been a straight line. And another week's went by and I'm still fine. So let's see, yeah. Love to everybody. Better get this fucking audio podcast out than hadn't I? Fucking grot bags like home man, but see you later, hobart.